You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Ron Roberson, president of the Somerville Bears Quarterback Club. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The fourth annual Westside Tribute Band Brewfest is coming up this Saturday at the Westside Pavilion in Tuolumne. We're going to talk all about that, but first let us establish, what is the Somerville Bears Quarterback Club?
So our club was formed 4 years ago, and we raise funds for scholarships for Somerville kids, and actually and for Snore kids too. And we raise money for the Somerville High football program, and then we also raise money for some of the other athletic programs at the high school. So basically everything we make goes back to Somerville High School mostly, and then we do a couple of scholarships at Snore High as well.
And then 4 years ago, you came up with this fantastically successful event called the Brewfest. Tell us a little bit about the Brewfest, especially for those who have never experienced this before.
Sure. We call it the Westside Tribute Band Brewfest. And what we try to do is combine a couple of things that we think are a lot of fun. One is we have tribute acts. So we have music on the one side. And the other is we have craft beer tastings. So what it is, you pay an entry fee. And then once your entry fee is paid, when you walk through the door, you're handed a mug, a tasting mug. And then at that point, what you're allowed to do is you just go around to all the booths. There's at least 40 brewers will be there on Saturday, and they'll be pouring about 70 different varieties of beers and ciders. And so you go to the ones that you want, and you get a 4-ounce pour. And you can taste. It's just like wine tasting. If you don't like it, there's buckets there. You can dump it out. And it gives you a chance to kind of try some different things and maybe find some beers that you like that you can then buy, you know, as time goes on.
Beer is no longer just beer. Now we have these ales and Hefeweizens and these wheat-based beers. And there's a large variety to choose from.
It is absolutely crazy. If you'd have told me 30 years ago that you would have a beer tasting, it's like, what, Bud or Coors, you know, or Miller? Those are your options. But today, you're right. These craft beers, there's all kinds of varieties and flavors and such. And then we've actually expanded our definition of a brewer includes ciders as well. So locally, we have Indigene. So they'll be pouring their ciders. We have this year, we're having something, I've never had it. I don't even know what it is, but it's sort of the up and coming thing is kombucha, hard kombucha.
Okay.
And I don't know, it's some sort of, you know, a brew. And so they'll be here and they'll be able to taste that.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the entertainment this year, the tribute bands.
So we have, we're actually very excited. We've got two great bands this year. And so we have Left of Center. They'll play for an hour just as Left of Center. And then they're going to come back after that hour and do about an hour and a half show that'll be their tribute show. And they're going to feature tributes to Toby Keith, Kenny Chesney, and Carrie Underwood. And then they'll wrap up about 4 o'clock or so. And then after they're done, then we have the Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers, which is a tribute band to ZZ Top. And they're outstanding. They're a great tribute band, and they have the beards and all that. And so we're very excited. We've got good entertainment this year.
And with this taking place at the Westside Pavilion in Tuolumne, that's the same stage that is used for the main acts?
It is. In fact, so it's the same exact stage. Everything's the same. And then all the brew tasting takes place on the grass field in front of the stage, where normally for the concerts is where everybody sits. In fact, it's kind of this year we're going to have to change over very quickly because we're having our Brewfest Saturday and Sunday. Black Oak Casino is doing a concert there, so we'll be working hard Saturday night to get everything cleaned up for them.
You have a cornhole tournament this year.
We do. That's something brand new. Thanks for bringing that up, because I would have forgotten that. We are. We're going to have a cornhole tournament. We have room for up to 32 teams. I don't know if we'll have anywhere near that many. And what we're going to do is they'll play off, and then they get down to the finals. And whoever wins is going to win a couple of beer steins. And then in addition, we're going to give them a six-pack carrier, and they go around any of the beers that are left and kind of create their own six pack of beer to take home.
Tell me about designated drivers.
So we have tickets specifically for designated drivers. They're $15, and they come in. They're just like everybody else. They come in. They can enjoy the music. They can do anything that's there. They can do the cornhole tournament if they wish. but they can't taste the beer. They get a special bracelet that says that they're not to drink.
In the past few years, you've had food available.
We have food vendors. We'll have Sid Foster's Indian Tacos, Double Barrel Barbecue, and the Outpost will be doing burgers and hot dogs. And then we also have Simply Amazing Kettle Corn. We're going to have a booth with beef jerky or jerkies, not just beef. And then Amala will be there with tea, of complimentary tea. And, of course, always one of our crowd favorites is Stogies will be back with their quality cigars, and they'll be pouring a couple of specialty beers as well. So they'll have a place that's all set up. They're very, very popular. Really, people really enjoy that.
And tell me about the tiered ticket pricing.
So what we do is the designated drivers, their tickets are $15 in advance. They're $20 at the door. Then we have what we call a general admission ticket. So that gets you in at 2:00. You get an 8-ounce tasting mug. That ticket is $40. It'll be $50 at the door. So $40 in advance, $50 at the door. And then the VIP tickets are $60. And for that, you get in an hour early. You get a full-size 16-ounce tasting mug. You get some free play at Black Oak Casino, and there's some of our brews are limited quantity, so you have guaranteed access to those limited quantity brews. I will tell you this, the VIP tickets, and this is not a sales thing, they're going to sell out. You will not be able to buy them at the door. So we only have about 20 left, and so they're going to be gone.
This is Wednesday. The event is this Saturday. So how do we get a hold of advance tickets?
So the easiest way is go to our website, which is westsidebrewfest.com. I want to emphasize this is a brew fest, not a drunk fest. A lot of times people, they think that it's just a big bunch of people just getting all crazy. It's really not. There's a lot of people that really enjoy good beers, and it's an opportunity to try some of those. And we have a great crowd. It's a lot of fun, and it's kind of like a Tuolumne County reunion.
We have been speaking with the president of the Somerville Bears Quarterback Club, Ron Roberson. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's my pleasure.